All right, we're going to clear the stage a little bit. We were out back, and this starved, half-crazy mountain man came down from behind the lake and suggested he wanted to throw knives at me. So I said, well, if you're going to do it, you may as well be in front of everybody. That way they'll be entertained. So here is our local mountain man. Easy with that. Hey. I didn't pin it hard enough, did I? I tried to convince him that. I tried to convince him to let Shauna do this. I told him she's better looking than I am, and you always have a girl up, you know, on stage doing these things.
I hate to see a girl bleed.
I hate to see me bleed.
All right, I tell you what I want you to do.
All right.
That's my job.
All right.
We've never done this before on stage. Pretty good. Now get over here, boy.
He is holding the whip.
Right there, just like that.
That's nuts, dude.
I can pop it anywhere. It doesn't matter to me where it is. Give me that thing. Too big.
If you guys could never tell anybody I scream like a girl, I'd appreciate it. All right, thank you for coming, that's all.
No, wait a minute. We've got another idea. Pretzel. You can eat that one. All right. No, the pretzel. Got to hold the pretzel out there. Now, let me tell you something about these bull whips.
Oh no, you have another one. I was trying to
now
get
you
rid
put
of
that
evidence.
In. Now look, what makes a bullwhip crack so loud is this little popper on the end here, because the whip is rolling. You see it rolling? It's reaching faster than the speed of sound. It's breaking the sound barrier, so it's creating that pop that you hear right there at the end. So that's probably traveling 800 to 1,000 miles an hour, twice as fast as you travel in a jet, where'd you go? Jet plane, all right, you ready?
I'm
all right,
crazy,
doesn't matter
stupid.
To me, I'll hit it 2 or 3 times. Okay, here we go. Right off the end of it, ready again? All right, one more time, boy, put it up there. Show them what you got. Wait a minute,
don't
stand
hang
on my whip.
Your foot.
Huh? I've only been practicing this a month. Woo! All right, get the boy a hand.
You see how close he gets?
Now take that little top right there.
All right.
Give him a pretzel. No. I just want you to toss it up. I'm not going to cut it out of your hand. Toss it up. All right. Ready? Toss it. Give him a hand. That's his part of the show.
I like this method. Okay, I'll toss whatever you want to toss.
What's the penalty for polluting in Missouri?
Not right. Have anything to do with the bullwhip.
Now we're going to do the real thing here. We're going to No. We're going to put a pretzel in his mouth and pop it out of his mouth. Now, if
I'm going to need more tape.
If a whip hits flesh, it will cut it. It will cut it pretty deep, traveling that fast. That's a piece of nylon string on the end right there, a little knot in it. And so we're going to have him put that purse right on his head. Put that pretzel right in his mouth. And so, are you ready?
The only way this is going in my mouth is if I'm eating it.
No. You got to put it in your mouth. Get it. Okay, right here. It's like this.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Just put it in there.
You know, my wife likes the way I look. She doesn't want more lips up here on the side of my face.
You can put it in your lips and let it stick out a little further.
You know, I think I'd be more comfortable if you tried it first.
Look, I'm the one who knows how to use the whip. I've been using it all my life. Don't you remember?
Yeah. It didn't look like that, though.
So, are you ready?
No, I'm not ready. Okay, this is a crowd participation. Can we get a volunteer? Some of you people are crazy.
All right, now's the time to go. Right? Okay, there's no more messing around. Stand right here.
Dad, this is too short. How am I going to wear a purse, sweetie?
You wear it over your head.
Wear it over my... Oh, armor. I like armor. The dual benefits, now I can't see it coming.
Well, if I hit that zipper, it's going to jerk your nose off. All right.
I quit. It's crazy.
Yeah, you can do it. Come on, boy. You're brave. That's the way you grow up to be a big man.
Unless you take part of my scalp off, then I'll be a smaller man.
No, I won't take your scalp off. I'd hate to have a bald-headed son. Two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah, all right. Stand around sideways like this, like that. Put your arms down this way.
Why do I feel like this is more like pin the tail on a donkey?
No, because I'm not going to hit your tail. Not this time, anyhow. All right, right there. You good? All right,
no.
Hold real still now. Don't be nervous. Ooh. Nothing to be afraid of, I assure you.
Woo!
All right, I'll tell you what, that's a lot of junk in that purse, eh? All right, now then, we're going to get around a little bit of knife throwing and whatever else we can find here to throw. Let's start off with a handful of them here.
You know, he was got the gold cup this year. That was the trophies that we saw from the office. How do you hit three balloons and not pop any of them?
That point's got to hit them dead center or they move on you.
When I was a kid, we went down to Grassy Lake to go fishing, and a beaver took off, and he got it with his knives.
Yeah, Gabriel was running along behind me, hollering, "Turkey, turkey!" And I was chasing this beaver down and stuck him three times before I finally brought him down. But eventually I terminated him. Only problem, we were in a state park that weren't supposed to do stuff like that. So I had to get out of there as quick as I could. And the beaver was in such bad shape, looked like a rotor tiller run over him. So I couldn't do anything with him after that. All right, put me up some pie plates. That's kind of big. Give me some of those red ones, you know. That's a little bit big there. These knives I make out of big old circle saw blades, like a sawmill, 5-foot diameter blade. And cut about 50 out of one blade. And I've polished these down a bit, put leather handles on them. Held on with brad, with brass tacks. All right.
It's four enough.
All right, come on now, give me some more knives.
Uh,
Whoa, now.
You missed two. Oh, got the pin on that one.
That balloon is not going to get away.
You're a big man, you killed a balloon. I wouldn't have said that before he cracked the whip. That balloon's getting you, Dad. I believe that balloon hasn't read your book. It's defying you a little bit. Got a little rebellion in that balloon. That balloon reminds me of Shoshana. Oh, you got it. It only took 47 knives to kill a balloon.
That thing was hiding behind all those blades.
If I were a balloon, that'd be me.
I believe that's an Indian sound.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What shall we do now? How about some tomahawks? Get those.
Get the rest of your knives.
Yeah, put me another.
I keep my eye on him or he'll start throwing it while I'm over here.
That's the fun part.
For you.
Put me another one of those red ones up there.
Yeah, that's going to happen. You see what he's got over here? He's got a box of Band-Aids, because sometimes he cuts himself on these tomahawks.
Well, I sometimes cut other people, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not over there.
All right, go ahead. I won't look.
That's what I'm worried about. You said you weren't going to look.
Well, I'm not.
You never know. You wonder why I'm not standing there.
What's wrong here? All right, put me
up. Delayed obedience is still obedience.
All right. All right, you can throw these from any distance if you, this is about a one rotation here. Although, see, I'm throwing one rotation right here. Turn over and I'll step back here and I'll still throw one rotation. And I'll step back here and I'll still throw one rotation.
Does everybody know what one rotation means?
That means the hawk is rotating once, not me. And I'll step way back here. This is very difficult to throw one rotation because this is actually a 2.5 rotation distance. And I will still throw one rotation with the hawk. So I'm controlling it by manipulating the handle and my body to make it do what I want it to do. All right. Now, you can throw a tomahawk any way you want to. You can throw it underhanded like this, or you can throw it sidearm like that, or you can throw it like a frisbee. Whoa, grab it.
You probably can't, but he can.
Mm-hmm. Now here's some of those cheap internet things that you can buy. They're just little cheap stuff and easy enough to throw, but you can throw anything.
You really can. He threw me one time over a wire and into the pond.
Yeah, like here's a claw hammer. This is the kind that you just used it right there. Regular old paint scraper putty knife, you know. Well, it's supposed to stick.
Well, you threw it. It didn't stick.
Let me try it again. There we go. And here's a shovel. Handle broke off of it, so we'll give it a try. Let's give it another try. There we go. Here's a camping shovel. I like the camping shovel. Give me the camping shovel, bud. And this is a camping axe. Right there. Here's a real woodsman's axe. Got to hit just right, all that weight on that head, or it will rotate out. I don't see any reason using two hands on it. I mean, yeah. There we go.
He's accurate with that thing, too. Watch him stick this 2x4. He can stick that. Mm-hmm. It's not as funny when it's you on the other side, is it?
These we also cut out of the saw blades. Our tummy hawks, what are the other, okay? In world chunk competition, your tummy hawk, you throw three from this distance, you step back and you throw three from this distance, like this, upside down. That's so that when you're throwing an animal, like something on the ground, I'll throw at the bottom target, bottom of the bottom target, it keeps the handle from getting in the way. The hawk is rotating into the game like that. See how that comes in?
You know, I was just thinking, Dad, I've seen you call the guys with a suit and tie in a monkey suit. What is that?
What's a monkey suit?
No, what are you wearing?
Don't mess with a mountain man. I'll call my squaw up and she'll take care of you. All right. I'm backed up here. This is two rotations. All right. I'll back up even further. Let's see. This was my two rotations. And so we'll go from right here and we'll make it 2.5. Let me back up a little bit. There we go. It's 2.5 rotations. You know, you only got to get about a foot or two off in your distance, in guessing your distance, and it's not going to stick. So if we move somewhere back here, this would be about three rotations, something like that. Seem like as far back as I can get, right in the middle. To the right of it. To the right of that one. And above and to the right. You don't want to hit your handles, because if you do, it will split them wide open. There we go.
He did that when we were young to convince us he had eyes in the back of his head.
Right.
He can never get away with anything.
Well, there are other things you can throw, like a pry bar. I bought that because I'm going to need it when I get home. Grab it for me. My distance was off. Everything that you throw is different. The more weight you got out here, the faster it rotates. Out on the end, when it's balanced like that is, it rotates a little slower. So I have to move up a little bit closer when I throw it. one of those white pie plates there. He doesn't trust me for some
Not
reason.
Not that I don't trust you.
I don't know
just
why.
I think you're going to do something weird intentionally.
All right. They have, in the world competition, they have what they call a speed throw. That's to see how many knives you can put in target in, and but they have the target they have is 20 inches in diameter. How many put in it in 20 seconds? Now, I don't have enough knives here to last 20 seconds, but this is the way it's done. All right, Nathan, what else could we do this? Oh, here's a nail I forgot. It's kind of dull. I haven't sharpened it or anything, but. Ooh. Let's go it in there. I'll tell you what let's do, Nathan. Let's do what we've been promising and see if you can catch some of these knives. Now, the object is you have to stand right here, like this. Oh, be careful.
Do not fall down.
Yeah, don't fall into it anyhow. Stand right here, all right? So I'm going to be sticking the knives. Let's put a target right in the middle. That's too big. Let's put a smaller one.
I like big targets as long as it's not
I'm going to be throwing the knives into that target. Now, the object is you're going to have to reach out and grab the knife out of the air before it hits the target, okay? Now, you got a Band-Aid?
Yeah.
And so, all right, take your position right here. Come over, stand right here.
Okay. But you're going to throw them slow.
I'm going to throw them. You may throw them slow? Okay, here's the way I'll throw them, just like this.
Whoa!
All right.
Slower.
You can't grab that? What do you think about a son that can't grab a knife out of the air like that, huh?
It's not that I can't grab it, it's that I might not be able to let go of it after I grab it.
Okay, all right. I'm going to throw it a little slower for you. Now, that was slow. Don't you think that was slow?
Oh, come on.
Okay.
See, I caught it. Pretty good, huh?
Never could trust that boy. He was a liar from the time he was 5 years old. All right, let's try it again.
That's what you get for calling me names.
That is the end of the show, unless somebody wants to volunteer to come up here and put a pretzel in their mouth without a purse on their head. All right.